Rain that caused flash flooding in the Upper Peninsula this month was the heaviest ever recorded in the area. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Record rainfall devastated large parts of Houghton County earlier this month. Flash flooding killed a 12-year-old boy. It damaged hundreds of homes and caused at least $100 million worth of damage to infrastructure. That kind of rainfall only had a 1 in 1,000 chance of happening in any given year. But scientists say climate change could make these events more likely. Michigan Radio's Kay LaFond reports.
Cynthia Drake's home was almost destroyed by the floodwaters. When I visited her the day after the flood, cleanup crews were already at work. Drake lives in the tiny town of Ripley, just east of Houghton. Her home is next to Ripley Creek. On June 17th, Ripley Creek broke its banks.
I flipped on the light to come downstairs, and the stairs were filling up with water. And the water actually came, well, you'll see in the other room, it came halfway up the wall.
The floodwaters piled up boulders around her house and sloshed 3 inches of mud inside it. Part of her foundation washed away.
I didn't ever think anything like this would happen, so this caught me completely off guard.
Drake doesn't have flood insurance. And she's not alone in her shock. The rain that caused this flooding is the heaviest ever recorded in the area. The odds of rain like this were unbelievably small. A nearby rain gauge recorded 5.5 inches of rain in just 6 hours. That rainfall was a 1,000-year event. That means rainfall that intense only has a 1 in 1,000 chance of occurring in a given year. So what caused this extraordinary rain? Keith White is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Marquette. He says warm temperatures in the region essentially packed the atmosphere with water.
The warmer the atmosphere is, the more moisture it can hold, in layman's terms.
Since there was so much water hanging out in the air, the thunderstorms that developed could produce a lot of rainfall. And the storms kept reforming.
There was a lot of sort of reinvigoration and redevelopment over the same spot during that very short time frame that really allowed those rainfall totals to increase.
Climate scientists say storms like the one in Houghton County are becoming more common. Kenneth Kunkel is a scientist at the Cooperative Institute for Climate and Satellites at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. He's been studying extreme rainfall for 25 years.
We've seen quite large increases in the number and intensity of extreme rainfall, particularly kind of in the northeast quadrant of the country. That would include the Midwest and Northeast.
Kunkel says these increases are consistent with warming from human-caused climate change, because warmer air holds more water. And he expects extreme rain events to keep increasing.
When you have a situation that can create heavy rainfall, much like what happened in the Upper Peninsula in this event, the amount of water vapor will be greater, and that will simply lead to more intense rainfall.
Cynthia Drake wants the community to plan ahead to prevent disaster if there's another big rain. But for now, she's focused on saving her home.
Love up on your friends and neighbors, because when a disaster strikes, this has been overwhelming how many people have been trying to help me out. Yeah, I love my place, and I hope we can get it back, because it's all I got.
For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.
You can see a graph of how the Father's Day flooding compares to past storms on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.